What is up?
Hello?
Hi, yes, I'd like to place an order to go,
Who
please.
is there?
You don't stop at that.
Like, what's going on?
Welcome to day 7 of quarantine.
Day 7 of the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Oh, God.
How's quarantine treating you? Oh, you still gotta work.
Yeah, I'm still working. I'm still doing preschool. It's the worst because they do nap time every day for like 3 hours,
Oh,
and I
shit.
have to sit there and stare at them, and I can't go to sleep myself. And they're playing like soothing music. I'm pissed, and I'm just standing there looking at them like a some creep. Plus, they cut down our hours today. It sucks.
Yeah, I bet. Well,
So,
I'm still in
25
between
hours.
jobs. I haven't been hired yet, so
Yeah, that's not their concern right now, right?
yeah, which is shitty though, because I'm like, but just hire me, you know, so I don't have to worry about this.
I know. It's just surreal right now. What
Yeah.
about you, bud? Buddy, buddy, old
Well,
pal.
as I said, I'm in between. I reapplied back for my old job. Everything went through, and then like in the middle of like all of this, like COVID-19 hit and fucked everything up. So on one hand, I'm out of work for the school, so I would have been paid this whole time for the school, like, and not have to show up. But because I'm no longer working with the school and I'm supposed to go back to my old job, like I can't do that. So,
Yeah, I would ask, bro, because she told me some full-time staff is not gonna be able to work. I forgot what term she used, but
yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about like not working per se. I just like once this is done, because we're going to go into summer. Like, I know that. Or like, there's going to be something going on, like, where it's like, all right, well, these kids are in summer now. Like, I need to like at least have that job there. You
oh
know,
yeah. I'm not worried about that.
I am,
I
'cause
think
like
we should.
I haven't been hired yet technically.
You'll be
So
good, bro. Once all this clears up.
yeah, I mean, it's just the whole like, just until I get that confirmation that, yep, you're hired, you're on payroll, then like, then I'll be good, you
Yeah.
know? But until then, it's like, fuck, I technically don't have a job. Like, I'm unemployed right now.
Know they even told us to go file for unemployment. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so it's crazy. There's a lot.
Yeah.
So let's give a quick update for some people that don't know, or even people that are like listening in from the past and like try to catch up. Like right now we're in like week one of like our quarantine, basically. Like we had to do social distancing. Let's run down the list. They shut down bars, they shut
Oh, man.
down in dining restaurants. School's been pushed out
Let's
for about a month.
Yeah, let's clarify in Colorado because there's some states that are still up and running.
Really? I would think all of them by now.
Yeah, I talked to my friend. She said that their stuff is still open.
Oh, okay. Well, I know California is like they're basically on lockdown.
Well, California's different. That's a different
Yeah.
breed.
Well, 'cause I got family and friends there. So it's hitting everyone. It's hitting everyone bad. My cousin, 'cause she works in the restaurant industry, she's like, yeah, like it's scary 'cause she's on salary and she's like, we're good for now. We're good for maybe 2 months, but after that, like if we don't start working, like we're gonna be fucked,
I
you
know
know?
that's for everyone.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm thankful 'cause she's on salary, but her fiance and me aren't, you
Yeah.
know, like I work with kids. Like I can't work literally because there's no kids.
I know.
Everyone's like at home with their kids. But on an unrelated note, like all those parents that have their kids are like, fuck, teachers need to be paid more. people that work with my kid need to be paid more. And I'm like, no fucking shit. Told you guys, like, yeah, like some of your kids are assholes.
Yeah, like, they're trying to, we do... they're starting to figure out what their kid fucking does when you're not around them all day.
Or even just like teaching their kids like basic stuff, you know, like it's tough for some of them. So
teaching them the core, you know, just that core values, you know, we use that a lot, but just like teaching them that stuff where they're able just to, like, you know,
respect cooperate. How to talk and like, yeah, just like basic stuff. But I mean, I see videos of like people posting like them trying to teach their kids and they're getting so frustrated and it's like, you can't do that. Like, but I can't tell you how to raise your kids. So that's right. On you.
Absolutely. We are basically, I'm not shitting on a lot of parents, but we're basically raising some of those kids, you know. We gave them those values because it will not be taught at home if it doesn't need to, you know.
Right. And it's not even that. It's more like some of these parents, like, they work all day, you know. So some of those kids are with us from, like, 6:30 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, all they know is just, like, how we're talking with them, how we're teaching them how to do stuff, you know. And sometimes they get home, they don't get home till like 8 o'clock, you know, because they either live so far, whatever the case is. And then they're with their parent for like an hour and then they go to bed.
Right.
You know, so like if you take into account, like even for me when I was working in the school, that's like 12 hours with some of those kids. So they would see me all day, you know, and I would be with their kid more than they even spent the entire month total with their kid. So it's crazy. Like, to even, like, put that in consideration. But there's a lot going on. There's, like, different things here or there.
Other than that, like the whole, if you work in a nightlife industry, I know we love it because, like, we're able to socialize and
have
fun. But the people who actually just does that job, because I know a couple people like that where they just, that's their only job, and now they're out of work.
Yeah, bartenders.
Bartenders, servers.
People that work concert venues.
Yeah.
DJs. Most DJs already have, like, another job, but if, like, that was their main source of income, like, yeah, that's a lot. That's so, true. It's hit everyone. I heard they're closing down salons, too, soon.
Well, so smart, you know. I don't think Taj would close unless...
Taj is going to stay open at, like, as long as possible. But I told him, you know, if it gets to a point where he has to, like, you know, drive to people, like, just tell him, like, let me know.
Oh, so for
that
real.
Way I can, like, I was like, yeah, like, just, you know, shoot me a couple of dollars for gas and, you know, buy me a burrito or something. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to make sure that he's okay, too. Like, if I can help out, I can help out.
His money's tax free, so he has.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just surreal right now.
It is. So, those of you taking, like, you know, stats at home, like, we've been alive through the end of the world. There's supposed to be two end of the worlds, right? Or three, whatever it was. We've been through an economic depression. We've been through a couple wars.
Mm-hmm.
A terrorist attack. Like, it's just, like, a shit ton of stuff that, like, goes on in our generation. And it's crazy to think that, like, you know, past generations, like, went through stuff like that. And we're like, oh, damn, like, that's never going to happen to us, you know, because we're doing a lot better now. But, like, absolutely. That shit's still hitting to us, you know?
What do you think? I think, personally, we're going to talk about it. That's why we wanted to talk about it. But
right.
I think the government dropped the ball on this because there's no way in hell that we should be having this pandemic in the first place, because there's teams, there's like special people like this who are supposed to monitor, like, okay, we need to do this and do this so this doesn't happen, you know?
You can
even say, like, it just happened all of a sudden, right? It wasn't like no buildup. It wasn't like 2 weeks, like, we're going to start closing this down. It was just sudden. Bars, closed down. Oh, schools closed down. I'm like, that doesn't add up. Like,
So what happened? Let's start from the beginning. Okay. So first off, I know I never said I wanted to talk about this, and that's something like I wanted to stay away from, but it's something that needs to be addressed. And it's something like we kind of needed to talk about and kind of vent and like clear the air about, was about politics, right? Because that's one thing I said. I was like, I don't want to talk about politics or religion so much on like the podcast.
Right. It's just,
you know, because those are like kind of touchy subjects, you know, and that's not the kind of podcast that I want to promote either. I think we like both kind of agreed on that. It was like very early on, but during the Obama, I guess, era, if you want to call it, when Ebola broke out, he set in place certain things so that way if a virus came through, people would be ready to combat it. People that were specially like trained and like studied this kind of thing, so that way we wouldn't start from square one. When Trump came into office, he took all that out. He got rid of it. He fired all those people. He let them go, whatever you want to call it. Again, these are just facts. Like, I'm not taking sides on anything. I'm not stating like what I support.
I mean, like, I don't think this is too much political. You know,
I'm clearing the air right before like we get like any like random comments. Like these are really actual facts. Right now. Like, look, pay me my money. No.
Yeah.
But so like these are facts, right? So we took out all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, back in November, China announces like there's a virus going on that we're like trying to contain. We've like tried to keep it under wraps. People have moved, like blowing it up. So this is the shit that's been going on. So you've had people that have been spreading this virus around for God knows how long. Like, it was already here in the U.S. before there was anything. But the problem is no one's, like, searching for it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to even say, like, oh, we had a first confirmed case. Like, yeah, that's the first confirmed case. Like, that's not including the other cases of, like, it going on. You know, I got sick in January, like, really bad with the flu, and I was out for 2 weeks. I had the same symptoms that like went on and I recovered from it. I'm not saying that I had coronavirus, but like I'm pretty sure I had coronavirus, you know? So that's like shit that like we didn't know about. And then what happened was that the media blew it out of proportion. They started saying that the death rates were really high, that this is worse than the flu, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, when you look at the numbers, it's like senior citizens were getting affected a lot. China is a big population.
Absolutely.
Where a lot of the senior citizens live a long time because of like their exercise and their diet. Their air quality isn't the best, so a lot of people have respiratory problems, right? Yeah. Two major factors of like what needs to happen for that to like succeed.
Right.
So they get hit. So then the majority of the people that are dying from it are like senior citizens, you know, like that's what's known, right? People that are susceptible to diseases, like people that just got done with pregnancy, people that have asthma, respiratory problems, like basic stuff, you know, those people can get hit by it. And those people like have a higher chance of dying. Now they're looking at blood work. People that are type A blood are more susceptible to it than people with O type blood, you know? So like, there's all these things that go on like behind it. You can't just look at like people dying from this. Okay, but like what kind of people like are dying from it? Like what is the age group? Like what is the race? You know, like what kind of medical conditions? I can say 5,000 people die in the hospital a year. You know, half of those people can be already be on their deathbed just from natural causes. Like,
sure.
You know, but if I say 5,000, people just go, 5,000 people died in the hospital? Like what? Like that's crazy. Like, no, that's not crazy. That's like a statistic, you know, like take a deep breath, take a step back, calm down. Like it's not as serious as like people make it to be. Like, yeah, getting sick, it's serious, you know, but it's not like Ebola sickness, you know. We're not talking like a sickness that's like there's once you get it, you're dead. Like that's it, you know. We're not talking like a zombie virus.
Right.
You know, like there's no cure for it. There's probably not gonna be a cure for it. Like, let's be honest, there's no cure for the flu. Like, there's probably not going to be a cure for this if it's got flu-like symptoms. So,
yeah, like, the thing is, it's just, okay, number one, that I'm kind of all over the place because I'm getting all over the place answers about, okay, it's this. Well, you can recover from it. Well, you know, it's very deadly. Well, kids, like, kids can't get it, you know, or, and then I hear another study, kids can get it, or it's something, it's not a constant, like, or it's not the same answer that I'm looking for. I'm hearing different answers, so I'm kind of confused.
Right. And so, like, that causes more panic because, you know, certain people hear one thing, certain people hear other thing, and then you get people that, like, twist words around, you know, the whole, like, the death toll is really high. Like, okay, it's really high because of, like, these people are getting it, you know. If it hit a senior center and, like, you know, 3/4 of the senior center, like, died off, like, yeah, like, it's alarming. But if they just say, oh, you know, these group of people just died off from it out of, like, 50 people, it's like, whoa, like, what happened? Like, how did those people die? Like, that causes panic. So...
Oh, I get that. Well, I'm just
so saying... it's like, it's... No, I get what you're saying. Like, it's tough because you hear one thing and then someone else says other things and then, like, that contradicts what that says. So now you have two different things and you don't know what to believe. So kids can get it. It's possible for them to get it.
It doesn't show symptoms. And
yeah, so you can be a carrier of the disease, and that's why they're telling one to do social distancing. That's why we're doing this podcast differently and, like, not meeting each other. You know, one is snowing, and I don't want to drive all the way over there.
Yeah,
but like two, it's like at the same time, it's like I can't afford to get sick. You know, like I don't want to be sick.
Me either. Yeah.
You know, so like social distancing is like it plays a big part into that, and like what it does is, you're limiting the number of, like, the way the virus can spread, and you're essentially, like, killing off the virus, right? So, like, you're starving it out is what you would call it. And like, that's, like, why they're shutting down, like, all these things. Like, before it was no groups larger than 50, you know, now no groups larger than 10. Make sure you're 6 feet away.
You can't control that. So I get why they shut it down. Like, you can't say groups of 50. Remember we was talking about it, Mara was telling you about how – at the job, they're saying only 50 kids can be at the.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't control that. Like, you gonna send 51 home? Are you serious?
Like, right. Or like, only certain people are allowed to come. Like, no, you can't control that.
Yeah.
So there's like, it's tough because people are like, they don't know how to handle this. Because no one's like really ready for a pandemic. It just kind of happens, you know. And I always said, like, the main people that are going to get sick first are people in hospitals at big cities. California's a big state. It's got a bunch of big cities. They got hit bad. Denver is a big city now. It wasn't like that 10 years ago, but it is now.
How big California was. There was like I know this is a little off subject, but they said that every human in the world can fit into California's state.
Yeah. That's a big-ass state. Yeah. And that's like, and I told you this before, like, you know, people in Northern California, people in Southern California, like, it's two different types of people. It's like two different states, basically, mm-hmm. You know, it's like 7 hours to get from one spot to another, depending on how fast you drive and where you're coming from. That's a whole different story. But yeah, so like New York got hit really bad, you know, Florida's getting hit really bad, like big cities, right?
Yeah.
So you have the press not helping. You have the disease itself that's spreading, and the U.S. is, like, lacking the resources to combat it. The world is, like, fighting it in its own way. But what happens is the media isn't helping with that because they're taking, like, terms and words from that and numbers, and they're not, like, explaining it. So now you have a lot of misinformation. You have people panic buying. You have people, like, hyping it up more than it needs to be. It's a serious thing. Because you can get sick and you can be out for 2 weeks and, like, possibly, like, you know, there's a higher death rate from it.
Then the problem.
Yeah. Then the flu. Yeah. Like, it's going to hit you harder than the flu is what they're telling you. And, like, if you're not ready for it, like, your mortality rate is, like, a little bit higher than, like, what it should be. So it's like, hey, this could kill you. It's like, but it's probably not, but it could kill you. So just like heads up for that.
They're just being safe.
Yeah. So like now it falls in like liability, you know, like with all this going on, schools are shutting down. It's like, well, we're not going to get like you guys sick because I don't want to say that, you know, you got sick because your kid went to school and like now I'm being held liable for that. Yeah. You know, the NBA closed down because of stuff like that. Like it's just, it's all liability and logistics. It's like, it's also like they're going to put on saying, no, you we don't want you to come because, like, we want you to stay safe. It's like, also, we don't want you to come because we don't want to be held liable for that, you know?
For sure. And then I was thinking, too, they're doing all this testing for coronavirus. Like, they said also coronavirus has been around for a long time. It's not just, like, some new form of disease. So people could have coronavirus a long time ago, right? And we didn't really hear about it. So that's my thing, too, is people are not talking about that, where it's been here for a long time. People definitely probably had it in the U.S. Like, it's definite, especially if they're traveling to China and, like, other foreign, areas.
It's an airborne pathogen, okay, which makes it a higher chance to spread. It's not like a food substance, you know. It's not something that, like, can be passed, like, through eating something.
Yeah,
it was passed through eating something, but a plane, a boat, and like travel, like, is the easiest way for it to spread. If you ever play, Plague? Oh. It's a mobile game. So Plague is a game where you can create your own plague and then spread it out in the world. And this has been out for, like, years. And so, like, you know, you essentially, like, I'm going to call it, you know, the sneezing left foot plague, you know, and then you pick a spot where, like, it infects, and then, like, it can kill a few people. You can choose, like, how it spreads, like, it spreads through animals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially, like, what's happening right now. So right now, like, the whole world is, like, on watch of it. All the doctors and all the world are, like, trying to combat it. You know, everyone's kind of taking testing and sharing it with each other, supposedly. You know, I talked about this with Taj yesterday. There's, like, other powers at play here. So it goes really deep than, like, what we're seeing. And there's so many speculation about what's going on. We won't find the truth about a lot of this until later. You know, the worst part about this is that we just have to write it out.
I know. I was saying, because remember you said you got sick and you were sick for 2 weeks. And you said you went to the doctor too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think, like, they will test you for, like, coronavirus. They did not, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't tell you anything about
coronavirus. It's not something you would have tested for. It was back in January.
But I'm just saying, like, when they think, oh, like, this shit's, you know, in China in November, let's test it out.
No, because it's still flu season, so you want to test for flu. And that's what it came up as. It came up as the flu. So, like, it could have been, like, the flu, and if they tested me for corona, I could have said corona, too. But there's no way for us to know now. I mean, we're, like, months past that.
Yeah, that's why I just keep saying I'm confused, because, like, what if people had coronavirus a long time ago, and we didn't take it as a big deal? They're still here. It passes, you know, like any other. Like, it passes like the flu or like any other cold.
It probably will. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's happening now. We just have to ride it out. You know, come the end of May, that's what I'm guessing, like, is when we'll find a quote-unquote cure for it. Like, around the end of May is when we'll find, like, a quote-unquote cure for it. That's my guess.
Yeah, quote-unquote.
Yeah, so they're basically saying, like, look, March is done. April, we'll test it again. We'll see what's happening. Maybe at the end of April, mid to the end of April, we'll find something. That's what I'm guessing. Because now you have everyone on watch of it and, like, looking for it, you know. So.
And then I know you realize this shit, too. It's like all of a sudden people are now starting to clean, are now starting to be. I'm like, you should have been doing this shit.
You know, but it's like, it's funny because, like, we work with kids, so, like, we're already, like, pretty clean as is. I'm like, oh, you put your face on your hand, like, go wash your face.
Yeah, you know, like, go wash your hands. Seeing the bars come out, not wash their hands, and then go right. I'm like, an advocate. Oh, go do this, go do that. This is already, you should have already put
them. You should have been, yeah. people are panicking. I'm like, why are you panicking over this? Like,
niggas is wearing big ass masks. I'm questioning our friendship now. You might as well stay home. You're wearing these big ass masks. Like,
yeah. So there's just like, there's a lot of misconceptions about a lot of different things. People think they know what's best. And it's like, it's not true. You know, you got people that are bringing race into it. You got people that are bringing politics into it. Like, the end of the day, this is what it is.
Right.
There's a virus. Okay.
And just,
it's a deadly virus.
I mean,
it's like deadly in the sense that it's more contagious.
Right.
Than like our normal flu.
This is just being,
is what you'd call it.
This is just being cautious. It's not like.
Yeah. Like, wash your hands.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just stay away from people for a bit. If you can work, work. If you can't work, you know, then just like try to find another means of like income. There's multiple ways of income. Yeah. You know, I'm doing Postmates to like try to make up for like what I'm doing.
You're gonna have so many competition now. People are gonna be doing Postmates.
It's
because
yeah,
there's no
I mean, but it take you know it takes them like weeks to get in. Oh, that's the problem.
That's smart.
So I'm already in the system.
Well, good.
Like I got my in. Yeah,
because there's so no dine-in at all. Like.
No.
That is crazy.
But I need to wait for this card to come in, too. Like, that's my problem. They fucking canceled my card, bitch.
What do you mean, your card?
They canceled, like, the credit cards I'm supposed to use.
Oh.
If, like, someone makes an online payment. That's different. Well, we can talk about that off off the podcast, because I got some choice words for them.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, everything's going slow. There's not much you can do. There's... Even my probation, like my probation officer isn't there. So I'm like, take me off probation. Like,
or
fuck, where am I going to go? Bar?
Shit, low key, you might be able to drink a little bit. You know?
I mean, I'm not going anywhere. Oh, fuck, I think I forgot to call today. That shit, that might be a problem.
Oh.
But it's like, I don't want to be going to like a place where there's like 30 other people, you know, trying to get their tests done. Like,
right,
like I don't know what you want me to do, and like no one told me otherwise, so that's a problem too.
Yeah, you know me, I can't stay in the house all day, so especially on the weekend. So
yeah,
we're gonna have
you and me.
We're gonna have to me and you are gonna have to figure out like a schedule to do like a video or something. Like
yeah, we'll record. I did my freestyle for Freestyle Friday. I gotta edit it and upload it tomorrow. Did it at home.
Oh.
Because I've been telling you I wanted to record for all this time, but like something always happened.
I know. And so then I was like,
fuck it, I'm just doing it myself.
So guys, we're in the bowling league, and we're like, okay, we're good with bowling. Like, we're all.
Yeah, we bowled last week.
Fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden, the email. Closed it down for 2 weeks. Oh my god, I was.
Yeah,
I'm like, do we have to pay for this 2 weeks? Because
because
I will not.
Yeah. I will not, sir.
I feel like them parents that don't do care to be like, so I'm not paying for this week or this.
Right, they should be excused.
Yeah,
I think. There's nothing you can do about that. That's out of their hands.
True. They are.
I know the company I worked for was like.
Weinstein's making no income.
Yeah.
At all. Like, they're not doing gym classes. They're not doing.
Yeah, fuck.
Nothing.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, they closed down the whole gym, all of it.
But they're also nonprofit, so they technically don't make an income. It's like donations type of thing.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it
Some
works.
Some are different.
As long as I get paid, yeah. That's all matters.
Yeah. Hey, pay me.
Yeah.
I did my taxes, so I'm expecting like $500 back.
Oh, that's what not I gotta a lot, do too. Because especially if
you better get TurboTax, because no one else doing your taxes.
For real?
Yeah. I went through my friend's mom.
Oh, okay.
So she did my taxes.
Yeah, that's what I need to do too, because I'm gonna need a little extra money, especially if they're cutting down my hours.
I need that shmoney.
Yeah, I need something. If they okay, what do you think? They should have a bill where there should be no one should be paying any rent. They're doing it in Italy. Like,
no one can California, I think, is getting it. Or New York is getting it.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying their mortgages in New York.
That's good. That's so.
It's going to come here. It'll be for 1 month, though.
You close everything. That'd be my guess. Shit down. Like,
yeah.
You took away like, so many businesses. You know how many fucking, like, liquor and breweries that we have? Like, you took so much business away from.
Breweries are switching over to hand sanitizer. I just read an article about that.
What?
Yeah, apparently they can make hand sanitizer, so they're doing that. And that's how they're staying open.
Really?
I don't think they're selling it. I think they're just giving it away, but it's like, I think people are going to donate to them.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's still the thing, like, though. Oh, they can't have a lot of people in there, right? Maybe they can't have people sit down in there anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, it's probably going to be cleaner and safer, you know, because it's a brewery.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
They already have standards.
You see how it's different. Like, you're like, well, they're closing everything down. No, breweries now can be open because it's hand sanitizer. Like, okay. Like,
well, because it's like there's certain essential jobs that like have to stay open. Like, hospitals have to stay open. You know, that's if you work anything in the medical field, like, you got to stay open to work. Gas stations,
yeah,
usually have to stay open. Grocery stores have to stay open. I have a friend that works in a grocery store, and it's the only grocery store within like 30 miles of anything. So, like, he's like, we're not closing down, like, whatsoever. We're going to stay open.
Well,
like,
they shouldn't, because it's a necessity, you know?
Yeah. So, like, truck drivers, like, they have to work, you know? Like, so there's jobs that, like, are requirements to work, you know? But there's other jobs, like, it's nothing you can do.
I'm aware of that, but I'm just saying, majority of the jobs are closed down, like offices, yeah. Like I said, like bars, breweries,
10,000,
you know,
10,000 new unemployment signups.
Exactly. So you're gonna tell me you're not gonna, like, you know, evacuate all rent, all mortgage for these 2 months that we're stuck inside?
It's not gonna happen until next month.
Well, I'm aware of that, but when it pops least up. It has to happen. That's my whole point. It has to happen.
Oh, definitely.
You can't expect us to be a, you know, civilization where we're just like, yeah, we're gonna manage. We're gonna manage. No, all of a sudden, people are gonna,
like,
start
everyone
doing
gets
some
kicked
crime.
Out, and then, like, everyone wants to, like, get hired at the same time and, like, get, yeah, no, it's like there's. I would talk with. So, depending on where you're at, depending on who's listening to this, if you're worried about something like that, talk with your landlord or whoever it is and, like, discuss, like, what's their plan. Because for us at our apartments, they're still expecting payment. If there is a situation where we can't pay, then we discuss with them and then we do a case-by-case scenario. They're not charging us any late fees on the money. So if it takes us a little bit longer to get it to them, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
it shouldn't be
if we
them,
do
though.
If we do run out of payment, then, like, if we don't have enough to pay it, then they'll, like, go, there'll be steps to continue on. So, like, we won't be evicted right away, but it'll be like a slow eviction.
But it shouldn't be up to them, but right? Like, be honest. It should be a whole nationwide government thing. If you're gonna shut down all these jobs,
oh yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be up to the landlords, because what do you think the landlords? They're trying to make money themselves.
Well, no, it should be a state by state thing, because you can't do it in places that aren't being shut down because those people are still,
like,
working.
When I said nationwide, I mean, like, the cities that are affected by all the jobs being, you know,
because California, like, because that's a different thing. Like, California is such a big state, you know, so, like, if something happened in Southern California, it doesn't always happen in Northern California. But if you're shutting down all of California, you know, and you know, like, the population over there, then yeah, like, especially, I think I read somewhere like 40 days that they're supposed to be on quarantine, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like, that's something where you have to, like forgive a month at least for people,
at least.
You know,
at least.
Like, because nobody makes that much where, like, they have an extra month to sit on. Like, it's an unrealistic thing.
It's unrealistic.
You know, and it's something, like, we talked about. Like, minimum wage, like, just doesn't pay it.
Yeah.
And that's just minimum wage. You work 40 hours minimum wage, you're not living anywhere nice.
Yeah, here too, though. Like,
Yeah.
All the stuff that's closed is like majority of what Coloradans do. They go to the restaurants, they go to bars, they go to breweries, you know, they
get all those homegrown businesses done.
That's what I'm they're saying. Just, like
they're done. Those are the ones that are hitting the worst.
Yeah. Which is crazy to me, and that's frustrating. Like, we, if there's like a petition we can sign where like it can get it, but
there is. There's one going around.
Yeah. We need enough votes, because that's bullshit that people can't work, and then you're gonna still ask for rent. Like, and it's not their fault. Yeah. It's not their fault at all. Like, they're not working. You know.
No. But at the same time, like, don't, I'm like, I'm not telling this to you, I'm telling this to most people. Don't yell at the people like asking for rent money, because some of those people are like, look, I'm just doing my job.
No, I
like get, they're telling like, us
that,
like,
that's what I said. I didn't want them, I don't want that power in their hands, because at the end of the day, they want to get paid too, because they want to pay their rent. They want to pay their mortgage. So you right. think they're going to be like, no, I'm going to let go of your rent. And then their ass out. And it just like trickles down. I'm talking about a government-wide, whoever's affected, like the cities, the states are affected.
You get yeah, there's a yeah. stimulus. There's like a stimulus package
exactly. that's supposed to come. That's all I'm saying.
And it's supposed to like, it's supposed to hit people that really need it. If you're making like millions of dollars, like obviously you're probably not going to get it. It's like they're trying to figure it out. Supposedly it's supposed to come within 2 weeks. That's what Trump said. I highly doubt that's going to come within 2 weeks. It's probably going to be like the same speed as unemployment. It'll be like 3 to 4 weeks. It'll be in a month. And it'll be like right when everyone kind of needs it the most is like when it'll come.
That's
when,
all I'm saying.
Just... instead of like buffering us like beforehand, like, yeah. Sure. It's, there's just a lot. There's a lot going on with this, and it affects, you know, the jobs, it affects payments, it affects relationships with people. It affects, you know, how you do your stuff, like day-to-day stuff, like me walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're on lockdown, like, fuck, like, how am I supposed to walk my dog, you know? Like, I'm sure you can hear him now. He's not a tiny dog. You know, he's a big dog.
Right.
He needs to walk. He needs to run. He needs to do stuff. I did find out national parks in Colorado are free.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, like go on a hike. It's like basically secluded.
Finding food for Kuma.
Kuma's got food. He's got food
for like him. Even finding it, like it's not dire straits or like the grocery stores or
Chewy still delivers.
Okay.
So I'm probably gonna order another bag for him next time I get paid. So in like a week.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So next week when I get paid, I'll probably buy another bag for him and kind of sit on that, because I'm not driving as much. And now that I'm doing Postmates, like I should have like some like gas money that I can like dabble with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's just precautionary, you know, cause he's got enough for a month, but if I get like another month to like sit on, then I'll be good. But that's one thing like I don't have to worry about. So he's got enough food for now. I'm not worried about that. It's just the time that he needs to run, because like, even though I live in a pretty big place, like he still needs like a lot of like running time.
Oh, I bet.
Cause he's a German Shepherd, you know, he's not no tiny ass Pomeranian,
yeah,
you know, or like a bulldog or a French bulldog or anything like that. Like, yeah, the dog needs to run, like sprint.
I know.
So, all right. So enough about the negatives. Like, or do you have another thing to say?
Oh, yeah, I was just about to get into it. I was just about to say the positive about it is now you could be, you know, get creative and, like, try to figure out things to do. You know, especially, you know, we've been talking about it. Well, I think we talked about it. Well, I was talking with Taj and Kyla. Like, we need to do game nights and, like, able to just sit down with all your...
Bro, we can do Jackbox. Have you ever played Jackbox? So Jackbox, essentially only one person has to buy the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go onto your phone and you can play along. So my favorite one is called Murder Trivia. And it's just a trivia game. And so you'll see like a screen pop up, or like you play it on the TV, but you can stream it You know, so essentially all you have to do is just like pull up a computer, you know, and watch the stream and then follow along there. And you can just play along. So like there's a certain room code, you'll enter in the room code and then you're in the game. And then it'll say like, oh, what is the name of the first president? And it'll give you like a list of stuff, you know, and if you get it wrong, then you have to do like a penalty game. But if you get it right, then you get some money and you move on. And you just have to like be the last person alive. But they have different games. They have one where like you can design a t-shirt and you just play off your phone. And it's something like I've done all the time, but like I could play it, you know, and then everyone else just has to tune into the stream to watch it. So essentially a Kylo can play it, Taj can play it, you can play it, Dom can play it. Like any family you have in New York can play it. Anyone that I have in California can play it, and we could all be in the same game at the same time.
Got you.
And so
Yeah, there's
that's like a
different
really
things
cool
too. I
thing.
like that. I like that idea.
And it's like we're in quarantine and we can play a game all together, you know, and like do different stuff. So that one's really cool. There's video games, like there's a bunch of like stuff that's dropping. The big one is like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
My cousin and I are probably gonna have like an art day tomorrow. So I gotta finish up your sweater actually. And I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
You had to finish up what?
Yeah, like it was like your sweater. It was like some t-shirts for the guys. Like there's a bunch of like art stuff that I couldn't do because I didn't have any time. So like I can actually like finish that now and do all that. There's like my Freestyle Fridays. Like I'm gonna start doing that. So I got a couple dances that I got set
Three
up for
days
that.
in that in your room?
No, I like the back patio area because there's like a little cement area.
Oh.
And I put my computer there and I have like the song playing and then I have my phone recording it and I have AirPods in so I can listen to the song and then I just sync it up.
Oh, that's dope.
And so yeah, so I'm just like being creative in
Oh,
that
that's what
sense.
we
So
need
there's
to do
like
too is the TikToks. We need to do like the duets.
yeah, so like yeah, TikToks too. Like there's like a bunch of stuff that like you
Now,
can
like, I
do
want to do
and
more
be
TikToks
creative.
because I have time now. I usually be like, I
Yeah,
ain't even
like
trying to do that shit, but
it's
now,
yeah, like people are saying like so I learned a TikTok today, it took 3 hours.
yeah,
Like yeah, that's 3 hours of your time, like you can do something. So
right. I ain't got I ain't
yeah,
shit else to do, you know?
like the last 2 days I took Kuma hiking. I haven't had a chance to like take my dog hiking in months.
Yeah.
And we went to Red Rocks and we like
That's
hiked a
one of the
trail
good
over
things
there.
too, is like you become more personable with all your like close friends and family, especially where you guys are
Yeah,
talking
because you
more.
have time to do it
Yeah.
now. Like you have
Well,
time,
I think
you know.
that
It's
too.
a forced vacation.
Yeah,
Like
there's nothing distracting you where, oh, I'm working, or oh, yeah, we're gonna go out.
or you're just so
Yeah,
tired or yeah.
now, like, there's no excuse. And me and Kyle was talking about this where it, you know, this is very vague, but just like you, I'll say I'll talk to a girl, and she, if she said she ain't, she's busy, I know that she's fucking, no, she's fucking me over because. Ain't shit to do right now. Ain't nobody busy. But
What you busy with?
yeah, ain't nobody
Crocheting?
busy. Like you got time, so now I know to cut the, you
Right.
know, cut people off if they tell me they're too busy
Yeah.
or some
No,
shit.
that's real. What was it? So, like, even did you see the pictures of the streets of Venice?
That shit was
The
dope.
canals in
Yeah,
Venice?
when they were on their balconies.
Like, no, that's like Italy.
I thought you meant
That's
Venice,
just Italy. It's
Italy.
like yeah, no, okay, so the streets of Venice,
Oh.
the waterways, they're clear. There's no pollution in it because there's no one there. So they've
Oh,
actually been
Venice Beach,
clear.
you mean?
Dolphin, no, the canals.
Oh,
You
my
know, where
bad.
like where they're
Yeah,
like with the boats and everything?
no, I get it
Yeah.
now.
Like those are clear now because there's no like people
That's
there.
crazy.
Dolphins started going up to the harbors now because boats aren't like pushing them away. You know, like the earth is like slowly healing from like a bunch of different shit, and it's like, what the
Maybe
fuck?
that's a sign too.
Like,
Like, I believe in, you know, God and a higher power, but maybe like he's like, let me clean this out real quick. Let me get y'all in
hey,
that house.
y'all asked for a plague earlier,
Yeah,
right?
let me get
I'm
y'all in that
sorry it took
house
my
real
time,
quick.
but it's here
I need
now.
to clean y'all up. If y'all ain't gonna do it,
Right.
I'll do it myself. You know.
I asked for help, but I guess I'm the only one that works around here.
Y'all ungrateful.
No, I tried to. No. Go to your room.
Go to your house.
Sit in your room and think about it.
Go to your house and think about it.
And he's going to come back later and be like, do you want some sun? I'll give you some sun for a little bit.
Don't just.
Yeah, hey, all right, come on.
Don't this world look better? Don't this world look better? And keep it this way.
Right. Hey, don't start that shit again. All right. I'm going to send you back to your room.
I'm going to send you another something.
If I have to clean this up one more time, I swear to God.
Y'all going back.
I swear to me.
That's funny.
But yeah. So like,
that, when you put it in that terms, that is real. Like, everything's starting to be clear and shit.
Like, imagine, just start, looking at, pollution. It's going to drop. Guaranteed.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's no one driving.
And the factories are closed down.
Yeah, factories are closed down. Like everything. The world's going to get progressively better as a whole. Yeah. And that's probably the best thing to come from all this. You know?
Right.
So there's a lot of the positives.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that too.
Be creative. It's not all the negatives. You know, it's be cautious of it. But there's so many positives that are going to come out of it. And that's what I hate. I hate living negatively. I hate living thinking that, oh man, this is happening and this is happening. You're not missing out on anything. Coachella's canceled.
Yeah, what
the NBA's canceled right now.
It will move on.
Soccer's canceled. Baseball's canceled right now. You're not having any FOMO. Go spend that time. Read that book that you've been putting off for years. Go learn that dance. Talk with your mom. Talk with your dad. Yeah. Talk with your grandparents, talk with your friends that you've been neglecting this whole time.
For real.
Go play those video games that you've been talking about playing this whole time. Go watch those shows. Wi-Fi, go watch that movie. Hey, that's not a personal problem to me.
Hook a brother up. Hook a brother up.
Yeah. Hey, you better start playing some mobile games.
No, I want to play Madden, but I can't.
Hey, you better start playing some mobile games.
Yeah, I'm trying to play Madden, but I can't.
What about your laptop? Your laptop don't have you should have a hotspot, right? On your phone?
I do, but it takes all of my
your data? Yeah. You don't have unlimited?
I do, but even if you have unlimited, it takes I don't know if you'll try it, but since the PS4 is so huge,
T-Mobile, I don't think T-Mobile capped you on anything right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. But last time it was you ran out of, now you can't do this.
Oh, you better look at it, because I did that with mine and I didn't run out.
For real?
Yeah, I didn't get charged anything extra too.
Oh yeah. I might have to do that.
So look into your plan and see what it says. And I know T-Mobile also or phone companies are also canceling data caps right now because they want people to stay in touch with everyone.
Fucking sluts.
Taj and I are doing D&D over Discord and video chat.
Oh really?
That's how we're gonna that's how we're gonna do it next week. Because Eric did it last week with his friends.
Oh.
And then he's we'll probably do it this way. And I'm that's cool. I know how to do that. And I told Taj, I'll walk you through it. He's don't I need a computer? I'm no, you're good. I'll make sure you stay, tuned in on what's going on.
That's cool. Okay, I'm going to try it out. Cause I need to beat some people in Madden.
Yeah, you're a little distant right now. Can't hear you.
Oh, my bad.
We are doing a podcast. This ain't a regular phone call.
I had to do something, sir.
Okay.
Waiting for you, 30 minutes.
It's okay, you said 15 minutes and you made 30. So I was I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, it's not nice to treat your friends like that, remember?
Exactly. So stop treating me like that.
You know, you're going to miss me. You're going to miss me because we ain't gonna be able to dance for a little bit.
Hey, I can dance by myself. Oh, it's fine. See? That ain't no problem.
I knew it.
That ain't
I
no problem.
It. You've been trying to get out of this group.
I knew it. You trying to get past me in dancing? Uh-uh. I'm a dance better than you now. I'm learning all the TikTok dances.
Yeah. All of them. And then I'm becoming a huge star, and I'm going to not remember you.
Hey. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. No, there's like a bunch of stuff that like you can do on your time off. You know, it's not that bad. Even if you got kids, like, learn what they're doing. Like, get engaged in, like, what they're doing. If they really love video games, learn their video games.
For sure.
Shit, you got time now.
Yeah.
You know, like, connect. Like, there's plenty of things. Stop acting like it's the end of the world. It's not.
I don't believe that.
Because.
When people be saying that.
Because we've been prepping ourselves. Like, how we're doing. Like, all the stuff we're doing now, like, including this podcast. Like, this is stuff that we prep for like, months and years. You know, doing skits and recording ourselves and, like, doing other stuff. Like, I'm streaming more. So I'm playing video games online more. Like, yeah. There's, like, a bunch of different things you can do. So.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. Other things.
I just can't meet new people for a long time. You know what I mean.
Hey, I'm sorry we're not important enough.
No, I'm just saying.
Or fancy enough.
I'm just looking for a little
companions. No, I heard you. A little.
A little. But I can manage because I have you guys. Yay.
Don't talk to me like that.
What? I enjoy you guys.
I got.
Okay. I think we're at the tail end of this. When we start going into
we just bullshitting now. We got nothing left to say. Hey, we got another 9 minutes of this, so y'all better strap in. Hey, you in it for the long haul now.
My God.
So all in all, coronavirus is a thing. It's here, whether we like it or not. Those of you without a job, you know, you just got to push through. Bite the bullet, push through. Start doing stuff that maybe you didn't like doing. Like, go find a delivery job. I know a lot of people are hiring. Like, Postmates and Grubhub, you're probably not going to find a Domino's job, you know. Like, be nice to people. Wash your hands. Brush your teeth. Wipe your ass. And if you can't wipe your ass, go take a shower.
God.
You know?
Stop taking all the fucking
tissue. I'm just saying. Yeah.
I haven't seen tissue at my store in like a month.
It's coming. There's like big shipments of it.
And they put signs, one tissue per person. Like, no shit. It should have been like that.
Well, let me know if you need like a roll.
It's coming soon. For sure.
All right. Well,
I'll let you know.
I'm sure I'll be down there tomorrow because I got to drive. So I'll bring a roll to you. Just don't be assholes to people. Like, it's not a time to be like that. You know, respect your elders.
We got to do some.
Don't be racist.
FaceTime parties with your peeps if you can't get.
You know. Yeah. Discord, like, for those of you that don't know, Discord is a.
There you go.
It's an app. Well, no, like, it's a thing. So, trust me. So, Discord is a thing where you could bring in 50 people into a group chat now. So if you got a bunch of friends that, like, you know, they can't talk because they only have a computer, bring them into a Discord chat and you can just all chat and, like, shoot the breeze. Netflix is having a party system, which Xbox used to have back in the day, but now they have for Netflix, where you can sit in a party and, like, chat with your friends while watching a movie. My Netflix is actually signed up through someone else, so I'm gonna do that through my computer. So there's like other ways, like, you can connect with your friends, you know, and like do stuff with your friends. And if you're ever unsure, then like you can hit us up and like we'll give you ideas, or like just like ask around, you know. Even if you just call your friend and like asking them like what they're doing. Like, oh, I'm reading this book. Oh, what book?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just watching this YouTube video. Oh, what video? Like, start getting engaged in like your friend's stuff. Because chances are you might like it too.
Absolutely, I agree. I concur.
So they're your friend. All right.
Oh, God.
So stop being assholes. Wash your hands. Brush your teeth. You know. And, you know, keep living your life.
We'll get better. All right.
Like Kendrick Give said, we're going to be all right.
Say, I've been through worse than this. And just say, I'm going to fight through this shit. You know?
Yeah.
Always.
Could always be worse.
You're waking up.
Always be worse, you know? So. Be grateful. Stay humble.
So, do you, boo-boo. Do y'all, boo-boo.
Yeah, so sit down. Be humble. You know, and yeah, we'll drop another episode probably like
the first month. It'll probably be more frequent because we have more time in our hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it will be. We might give you updates on like what's going on in our lives. The next one's gonna be like
we're gonna get that pub from people because that dream I don't know if you remember you telling me this, but you said you had a dream that we were at a bar and someone came up to us and like recognized us from something. You know. Do you remember that? They were like, hey, yeah. You guys are you
I
know,
do.
Such and such.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that, but
yeah, we got a lot more actual followers and listeners now, so people are listening. People are like asking me, like, when's that new episode dropping? I'm like, fuck, it's coming.
Yeah.
So
we'll have our day.
No, it'll come. It'll happen.
We'll have our day, pal. We'll have our day.
I day in the sun.
Me either.
Yeah, so I got nothing else. All right, so listen out for next episode, which will probably be next week when we say all of this was bullshit and fuck the system and all that and burn it all down to the ground. But until then, be nice to everyone, you know.
No,
ditto. Yeah, we don't need none of that.
All right. I'm good.
All right.
Signing off.
So I'm good. You good?
Signing off.
We good? We all good? All right.
Bang, bang.
Catch you guys in the next one.